From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Oil cleanup workers in the Gulf of Mexico are keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Alex. Forecasters say Alex is on track to become a Category 3 hurricane. And while they don't expect it to hit the site of the BP oil spill, storm winds could disrupt operations. NPR's Richard Harris reports winds and waves could also delay a timeline for BP's latest plan to staunch the oil flow before the relief well is completed in August.
BP is planning to replace the wobbly oil collection cap that's now sitting on the blown-out well with another cap that would actually be bolted onto the broken blowout preventer. That cap should form a tight seal, which would allow BP to collect all the oil and pipe it to ships at the surface. BP says that new cap contains a valve, which they plan to close gradually. Depending upon how the well responds to the buildup of pressure as the valve closes, BP could even close the valve entirely and stop the flow of oil. This new cap is supposed to be in place in mid-July. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The Supreme Court says the federal right to bear arms applies to states and cities. The decision effectively strikes down Chicago's gun law, the nation's toughest. Writing for the majority, Justice Samuel Alito says the ruling limits but does not eliminate the ability of states and cities to devise solutions to social problems that suit local needs and values. Chicago officials are now scrambling to come up with a new gun ordinance. Meanwhile, a federal jury has convicted a former Chicago police commander. NPR's David Shaper reports the jury found him guilty of lying under oath about abusing and torturing criminal suspects.
The jury deliberated over parts of 3 days before finding former Chicago Police Lieutenant John Burge guilty of perjury and obstruction of justice. Burge had long been suspected of abusing and torturing mostly African-American suspects and allowing detectives under his command to do the same during the 1970s and 80s. Suspects complained of being beaten, burned, shocked, having loaded guns stuck in their mouths, and being suffocated with plastic bags held over their heads. The Chicago Police Department fired Burge in 1993 for torture allegations, but neither he nor anyone else was ever criminally charged with torture. An investigation by a special prosecutor found in 2006 evidence Burge and his underlings likely tortured suspects, but the statute of limitations had run out. Federal authorities finally charged Burge 2 years ago with perjury and obstruction for lying about torture in a civil case. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Kyrgyzstan is on the precipice of approving a new constitution 2 weeks after deadly ethnic violence rocked the nation south. In a referendum, a vast majority of voters cast ballots in favor of forming a parliamentary democracy. It would be the first in Central Asia. Wall Street lost a little ground today on news from the Commerce Department that while personal income rose slightly in May, spending didn't keep pace. The Dow was down 5, the Nasdaq lost 2. This is NPR. Elena Kagan is under the spotlight on Capitol Hill as the Senate Judiciary Committee holds confirmation hearings on her nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's David Wellner reports today's opening statements were colored by politics, with Republicans questioning her ability to be impartial and Democrats defending her.
The Judiciary Committee's Democratic Chairman Patrick Leahy gaveled open the Kagan hearing with an appeal to his 18 colleagues on the panel.
I'd urge senators on both sides to be fair. There's no basis to question her integrity.
But ranking Republican Jeff Sessions suggested Kagan's too political to serve on the high court.
In many respects, Ms. Kagan's career has been consumed more by politics than law, and this does worry many Americans.
Kagan herself said she promised to do one thing if confirmed.
I will do my best to consider every case impartially, modestly, with commitment to principle and in accordance with law.
Her confirmation hearing is to continue into the week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
10 Russian intelligence officers are under arrest for allegedly spying on the U.S. The Justice Department says they're charged with conspiracy to act as an agent of a foreign government. Former Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega is facing French prosecutors in a 3-day trial on charges of laundering drug money. The 76-year-old former general and paid CIA ally faces 10 years in a French prison. A French court already convicted him in absentia back in 1999. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.